The Bullying Problem, The Kindness Challenge. Bullying is when someone hurts another person on purpose and keeps doing it. It can be physical, like shoving, hitting, or destroying property, or it can be with words like name-calling, threatening, or spreading rumors. It can also be saying or writing mean things in person, on a phone, or online. Bullying hurts everyone. Here's how you can stop the problem. If you are being bullied, firmly tell the bully to stop. Act brave and walk away. Tell a trusted adult. Take a friend along so you and the bully aren't the only ones around. Remember that you are loved. Mean words and actions may hurt, but they don't determine who you are. Do things you enjoy and spend time with friends who are nice to you. You are a child of God. If you see someone being bullied, say, "Hey, stop that," to the bully. Then say, "Come on, let's go," and walk away with the person who's being bullied. Talk to a trusted adult about what's going on. Tell your friends you're going to stick up for the person who's being bullied. Ask them to help too. Invite the person to play or sit with you. A friendly smile can help too. Think of ways to make your world a little kinder, at home, school, and church. One boy wrote a nice note about each person in his class. It made his school a kinder, happier place.
The Kindness Challenge. Everyone deserves to be treated like a child of God. Challenge yourself to be more kind. Kind, mean, or in between. Jesus showed love and kindness to everyone around him. Take this quiz and think about how you can follow his example. Number 1. Your friend makes a mean joke about your younger brother. You, A, laugh, it was pretty funny. You, B, walk away. You don't like to see your brother being teased. You, C, say, "Hey, don't tease him," then take your brother with you to do something else. Number 2. A teacher asks you to help with something. You, A, roll your eyes and say, "No way." You, B, pretend to not hear. Maybe she'll ask someone else. You, C, say, "Sure," and lend a helping hand. Number 3. Your friend sends you an embarrassing picture of someone you know. You, A, pass it along to your friends. B, get rid of it. C, talk to an adult you trust about what to do. Number 4. The primary chorister asks everyone to get into groups, and a visitor is being left out. You, A, quickly join a group so you won't get stuck with someone you don't know. You, B, don't worry about it. The primary present will put her in a group. Or, you, C, introduce yourself, invite her into your group. If you answered, mostly A, you may be hurting others without realizing it. You can ask yourself, "How would Jesus want me to treat others?" Then look for ways to show your kindness. Mostly B, you're not exactly being mean to others, but you aren't sticking up for them either. Think about how you can share even more kindness at home, at school, and at church. Mostly C, you are being kind, you are also setting a good example for others to follow. End of The Bullying Problem, The Kindness Challenge. Read by Wes and Ethan Nelson.